Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined again with two beautiful
co-hosts.
We've got none other than Director of Marketing, Rachel Colasino.
Hi.
And our executive producer, Alan Broyho.
What's up?
What's up, man? How I changed my voice for you?
Do you hear how I changed mine for you?
You saw that, yeah. Yeah, bromance.
Okay, you two are ridiculous with your bromance. Before we get started, I would like to inform our listeners of something really important, and that is that Alan, our employee of the year, almost snuggled with a skunk last night.
How did that happen?
This dude's been visiting my house and getting into my trash. He just has this love affliction with me, I think.
Did you name him?
I haven't yet, but I've called him a lot of select words when he's got in my trash. But I slept with my door open last night.
Accidentally.
Who sleeps with their door open?
Dude,
like,
I leave my keys in my door all the time.
Wow.
I'll be getting ready to go to work in the morning. I'm just like, where are they at? I just have no worries. But apparently, when I woke up and my house was 30 degrees.
Ooh. Chilly.
I probably almost had a skunk snuggling with me last night.
Oh, man. Well, listeners, now you know what Alan's home life is like, and you can visit him 24/7.
Literally 24/7, anytime. Yeah.
So what are we talking about, Rachel?
Okay, so back getting us back on track.
Did you see I got us back on track?
Oh, so good. Yeah, good job, Jeff.
First time for everything.
So this is the second in a series of three episodes on our Triangle of Change. And the title is Change is a Process, Not an Event. Last time, we spent a lot of time talking about creating awareness and why that was so important. We really actually gave ourselves some pats on the back for slowing things down, which was a learning process way different from the way that we did it when we first talked about the Triangle of Change at the beginning of our podcast careers.
Those 100 episodes gave us a bit more awareness.
A lot of awareness. Yeah.
We slowed down.
Yes. So today is the second in a series of three. Today we're talking about cultivating clarity. And Jeff, we love your images. So last week when we talked about creating awareness, that was the tip of the triangle. Where on the triangle of change is cultivating clarity?
We are now on the southern western side of the triangle. Yeah, we are on the left. Bottom left tip of the triangle.
Southwest.
If you're not good with directions, just bottom left. Yeah, it's making it super complicated.
Yeah. And I'm excited to talk about the bottom left because that's where the fun kind of starts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is where we get to actually start casting where we want to go.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be a good episode. So when we say cultivating clarity, what do we mean by that?
What we mean is getting to a place of understanding of like what you actually want. You know, it's the new year. Everybody has different things that they're thinking about changing about their lifestyle, their life. And when you think about that, sometimes we don't slow down and think about like what that actually looks like and define it in very clear terms. And that's what we want to help you with today. And that's literally the importance of cultivating clarity is like getting so succinct and specific with what you want that we can actually set a target to get there.
Which is my favorite imagery.
The target.
I love the target imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. So why do we need a target? Why do we need clarity in order to make the change that we're trying to make?
Well, it's like if you don't know where you're going or have a deeper understanding of like what it's going to feel like when you get there, then like it's hard to get motivated every day. It's hard to kind of be inspired to go after the change in the first place. And so like the problem is like not being clear tends to have us start acting without a clear enough picture of what we actually are acting towards.
Right.
The target.
Yeah. So everybody needs a target, and that target needs to be based in wants versus shoulds. Like, think of the new year. Mm. Everybody's got a should in their brain, but I don't want you setting a target that is a should because that's a recipe for not being able to get to that destination.
Hmm. So that's really important. I like that, Jeff. So should feels like it's coming from external mm-hmm. versus want is something that's internal to yourself, something that you really actually want to do or be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's figuring out how do we identify what that want is, and then also get closer to identifying how we're gonna feel behind it. Like what the kind of term I like to use is how will you actually feel different? Because that's part of the reason you're going after the target.
Hmm. Do you have any guest examples for us?
Yeah, I'll stay high level mm-hmm. because every guest comes into SkyTerra. I think this is a fair statement, maybe inaccurate, but we can let our listeners let us know if it is.
Yeah.
I think every guest comes into SkyTerra thinking they're going to get something out of it, very tangible in their brain before mm-hmm. taking the plunge. And then they leave with almost a new target, like a target Ooh. They didn't actually think about, that comes out through like the process of being here and experiencing and hearing things. And so I often say it's not about the problem, it's about how the problem is making you feel. So
okay.
if you feel like your life is super stressful, it's more about getting connected to how being able to manage stress better makes a difference in your life. It's getting connected to, okay, when I lose the weight, here's how I'm going to feel. Whether that's self-confidence, whether that's good in my body again, it's really making sure that we get that level of clarity so people get connected to the internal feeling they're going to receive.
So that connection is the clarity.
100%.
Yeah.
Like that's what we're after once we get to kind of some of the action steps today. If you think of like, what is clarity? It's a condition of being clear and easy to understand. So when you think of getting clarity in a work setting, like you're typically asking for understanding.
Mm-hmm.
We just tend to fail to do that with ourselves. We tend to not get the level of understanding we need. So it's easy to take action.
Gotcha.
And then, so what would you say is the best way to get to that cultivating clarity?
Well, good question, Rachel. The best way for someone to cultivate clarity is to make sure that they paint a picture. This is getting a picture so clear through asking yourself the right questions that the picture becomes like the fuel for your daily effort. I almost think about it like, if you're gonna get some routes and directions to a place, you have to actually know the address first before you type it into your GPS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's what we're asking listeners to do here is take a step back, gather some clarity on where you want to go. And the best way to do that is to make sure the picture answers three questions.
Ooh.
Just three.
Just three.
Okay.
And everyone knows who listens Jeff to loves Inspire his Intentions. Threes. It's only three.
It's threes. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first question of the tool we're using today is, where do you want to go?
Hmm.
What are the outcomes? Now, to be clear on the tool, in our last episode, life accounts. That was our tool of reflection.
The five Fs.
The five Fs, exactly. Today, our tool is creating a vision statement. Okay. A statement of like, okay, here's where I'm going. Here's why I want to get there, how I'm going to feel when I get there, and actually who I'm going to become. So backing things up, the where I want to go question, you want to identify the two new places 3 months from now, the two new things that you've achieved as a result of the actions we're going to design.
Okay.
And using your image from before, Jeff, so that would be, you know, obviously you need, if you're going to go online and print out directions, if we were 10 or 15 years ago, you need the address.
Yep. Yeah, and think about like, Alan, in your class, archery on Fridays, what do you need in order to actually fire the arrow?
A target, exactly what we were talking about. That's why I set a target.
He's so excited.
I
know. So excited.
I do like it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's super clear.
And like literally, if you're gonna hit the bullseye, the target has to actually be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be around the corner or under a sheet.
No, you got to be able to visualize it. You got to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to point your arrow at it, draw mm-hmm. back slowly and release.
Yeah. And it's almost as you add to this imagery, there's a lot of steps after we have the target that allow someone to fire the arrow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which we're going to get into in episode three. So let's go back.
So the first question when you're starting to cultivate clarity is, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
And you're picking out two.
What are the two things you want to achieve 3 months from now? Mm-hmm. Some examples could be, I want a better relationship with my significant other. I want to work less. I want to have improved stamina and endurance. I want to be able to get down on the floor and back up all by myself and without pain. Those are some examples of outcomes.
And I think with those examples, those are so clear. There's no gray area. It's very specific outcomes that people should be looking for.
100%. Yeah, yeah. And you can stay high level, but add the details that work for your picture.
More details, the better, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It allows that connection piece that we were alluding to earlier in our conversation.
Got it. What is the second question, Jeff?
So the next question, part of the vision, is why do you want to go there?
Hmm.
And more importantly, how will your life be different? Y'all have heard of the Story Brand Framework?
Yes, we have.
Donald Miller.
Once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah. It's a framework that has guided our team in how we describe Lake SkyTerra.
Yeah.
And what people can get from it. Now, applying that concept to you personally is actually quite easy. People do not solve external problems. Like, the only time we solve problems and have motivation towards something is when it's solving an internal problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the why is the internal. It's literally, man, when I achieve these two things, my life is going to be so much better. And here's how it's going to be better.
Again, really specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah. And what I do find in the class is guests actually get connected to this really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it pops in their brain almost immediately. But it's often the clarity that we don't gain when starting to make change. We miss asking the right questions.
I was just thinking, we have a testimonial from a guest on our website, and she, you know, when she's talking about the changes that she made at SkyTerra and afterwards, her internal problem was so clear. She talked about how she wanted to be able to spend more time with her niece and moving around with her niece and chasing after her. And it was just a really powerful image. And again, just so specific.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of a commercial I saw recently too. And they didn't tell you what the outcome was going to be, but it was an older gentleman who was just lifting a kettlebell and he was doing a straight arm lift over and over again.
I saw that.
Yeah. Over and over again. And you see him doing it through like
seasons. Do you
remember
the company?
I don't, but the imagery is
there. Yeah, yeah.
And at the very end, it's like Christmas time, and this little kid runs up to him, and he grabs him just like he grabbed the kettlebell and lifts him up face level.
Yeah.
And so it was like, that was the moment. That was, you understood his why, his intention.
Behind the action of lifting the kettlebell.
Over and over again through months. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good example.
That was a really powerful commercial. I feel a little teary because it was, you could just really see, you know, the work that he put in anyhow.
But none of us remember what it was for.
No, I would, whatever it was, we'll buy it.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so we are looking at three questions. We have two so far: where you want to go and why you want to go there, which is that internal problem that it solves. And then what's the third question?
The third question is maybe the boldest of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's really answering, who do you become?
Hmm.
This is where we start to use some of James Clear's concepts from Atomic Habits, where like, you'll actually never change long term if you don't start to see yourself differently. And that's what we mean by this last question is like, okay, when you define, here's where I want to go because this is how it's going to make a difference in my life, you then ask yourself, who do I become after those two things happen? Like, after, like, I see this progression. And I'm not saying people completely change their identity, but in order for that picture to come true and to stay true, you literally have to define, how are you going to look at yourself differently?
Hmm.
Like, what are some new pieces to that identity?
Would that be like, I am strong enough to lift my grandson? I am the kind of person that's strong enough to lift my grandson.
Yeah, it would be as simple as, I'm the type of person who's strong physically and mentally. You could add detail to it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a description of yourself. And so like I share with guests like my description, like honestly, and I don't know if you two have heard this before, but I just want to be the type of person who's passionate, kind, and resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a fourth, sarcastic.
Funny.
A comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to take this a step further, I know I'm maybe hogging the episode.
Mm-mm.
The world attaches people to roles and labels. What's the first question, Alan, when someone meets you out on the street, or even Rachel, you can answer. What's the first question someone asks you besides your name?
Oh, what do you do for a living?
Oh, what do you do for work?
Mm-hmm.
We define people in terms of labels and roles, and it gets into our heads. And what's important about the identity is you design something that doesn't attach you to, you know, being an executive producer, being a partner, a wife, a husband, a brother, a sister, mm-hmm. A certain religion. You name it. We get so many different roles placed on us and labels that it leads us to like not feeling attached to who we actually are.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
We're in a box other people have painted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I want our listeners to do is to paint the box of like who they want to be.
I love that. Okay, so we've got the three questions that we're asking ourselves to create clarity. Again, where you want to go, why you want to go there, and then most importantly and boldly, who you want to become. So after you've asked yourselves those questions and you've been really honest with yourself, what does life look like when you have that clarity?
Well, I think Alan can probably answer this one. It looks very different.
Very different.
Yeah, well,
that was a softball of a question.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was. And I appreciate that, especially later in an episode. It allows you to fire the arrow. If we go back to this example of a target, like once we have this, you can actually design the roads. You can design the strategies that allow you to execute, that allow you to become your best self.
Anything to add to that image, Alan?
I think of all the steps you take to get there, right? I think I said it earlier. You grab the bow, you load the arrow, you draw back, you aim.
Breathe,
exhale.
Yeah. Mm.
You release.
Yeah, the fire is going to be all in episode 3.
Yep.
Where we've got to take some time to talk through how to make it easy to fire and like what to fire at first.
Mm.
And what I'll also add to like how your life will look different is you're going to have more energy. You're going to be more excited about life. You're going to have more motivation when you wake up. Like when you identify the internal problem that you're going to solve, like there's nothing more like self-inspiring to keep someone going, even in the toughest of times.
That's a really great image for where people could go. So what, again, we love our actionable steps. So what should listeners do next?
Well, with this information, we want you to take some time, just like in episode 1, pull out the template. The template is there for you as a resource. And for designing your vision, it's going to ask you those three questions a little bit differently. And it's also going to lay this out in a way that you don't fall into what I'd call overachiever syndrome.
Okay.
What that means is you're going to have two different, the three sections, as we've described the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to identify two outcomes, write them down, and then you're going to link a couple of whys to each of those outcomes. So usually what guests do is they link the why to that achievement that they're going to get 3 months from now.
Right.
And then the last section is the identity piece, where that's like just one line for folks. It's like just try to imagine the type of person you're going to become, where I think you already have words that describe yourself. What's the one or two new words that you would add? And I've even had guests like come up with phrases.
Hmm.
Like, I'm the type of person who puts myself first. I'm the type of person who says no when I need to. So there's no right or wrong with getting clarity by using the vision. The fact is, we just want you to do it because it's going to create so much energy towards where you want to go.
Just do it.
Yeah.
What parting thought do you want to leave our listeners with, Jeff?
Well, thanks for asking, Rachel. What I'd like to leave with our listeners is to remember that no matter how far you feel from your vision, it all starts with asking yourself these questions and giving yourself the space to communicate with yourself, to be clear. And this can happen at any time in life. So no matter where you are, remember that by setting a vision, you're going to be able to design tangible steps that then take you to how you want to live.
That's beautiful. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah.
I like how you roped back in beautiful. Y'all got beautiful.
Oh, full circle.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Full triangle.
That was nice.
Just giving it back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So last episode, we hit the top of the triangle. This was the bottom left.
Southwest. Yep.
Southwest. Go get your handouts. Take 15, 20 minutes. Go through this second step of our triangle of change. And then next week, Rachel, we're going to hit the fire part, as Jeff described.
100. I wonder if Alan's going to get to bring his archery imagery back in.
Hopefully. I was actually wondering if he was going to bring the bow into the podcast room.
Aim it at us?
Yeah, like actively fire mid-episode.
No, that's rule number one. You don't ever aim the bow at something.
Well, we haven't gotten to episode three, so we'll spell that out for our listeners.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks you two. Stay tuned for the third and final episode in this series on change as a process, not an event, and that will be on building confidence. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill, again on air. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.